Open Windows, March the 15th. The energies of Christ in you. God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. Colossians 1:19. The next thing I am going to say may be difficult to accept, just as it is difficult to say, and yet faithfulness demands that things like this should be said. There is going to be a tremendous surprise one day over this matter. There is a tremendous amount of energy and activity and machinery and zeal and devotion in the work of the Lord, in the service of the Lord, which seems to be producing something quite big and carrying on something quite extensive. It is not for us to judge, but it is for us to lay down laws and recognize those laws, or rather, recognize laws that are laid down by God. When eventually all work, all service, all activity is weighed in the balances, which will determine what abides forever or passes away forever, all that which was merely human energy for God will go. All that which was merely man's enterprise for the Lord will go. All that which was in any way out from man himself, even though in devotion to God, will go. Only that which was the energy of Christ, the wisdom of Christ, the power of Christ will remain. God is not using your energies and my energies. He is calling upon us to use the energies of Christ. God cannot set his seal upon anything that is of man. God's seal only rests upon that which is of his Son. And we must not say that because a thing is big, extensive, and seems to be a great work for God, that it necessarily is such. What we have got to be quite sure about is that the thing is not being carried out on the momentum of man, or the momentum of organization, the momentum of machinery, the momentum of human zeal and energy for God, nor by the momentum of a program, but that it is being energized by the Holy Spirit, that it is Christ himself who is the life and the power of that thing. Insofar as human personalities, energies, and all that kind of thing are the mainspring, we may be sure that in the end there is going to be a good deal that goes. That can be seen as you look back over history of things which claimed to represent God. The object of saying this is not for one moment to cast a cloud of suspicion or doubt over anything, but it is to emphasize this truth, this basic truth. It is along the line of jealousy for Christ. Nothing will remain in this universe eventually but what is Christ. And we must recognize that everything for God's ultimate purpose is bound up with and in Christ, and it is Christ.